It's hot off the wire with Al Freeda.
Live from the block, man.
All right, I got to start off with some sad news this morning. Nelson Mandela passed away yesterday. At the age of 95, Mandela became South Africa's first black president back in 1994 after fighting against apartheid. And the hip-hop world is mourning the death of Mandela. On Twitter, Russell Simmons called the human rights leader an angel walking on this earth, as well as one of the greatest teachers this world has ever known. Common tweeted that the late president was one of the greatest humans this planet's ever known as well. He said Mandela was a true representative of love, courage, sacrifice, strength. Lots and lots of celebrities just tweeting their condolences and honoring Nelson Mandela.
I know he was struggling with a lung disease.
Yeah, we've been hearing about it for a long time.
So, I mean, at 95, you know, he's done
a lot.
I just hate
life.
To see him suffer anymore
sure.
like that.
Absolutely.
Rest in peace.
Citing his schedule complications, Drake is reportedly pulling the plug on his performance on the Grammy nomination concert. Now, the show must go on. T.I., Robin Thicke, Lorde, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and others will perform. LL is hosting. I guess Kanye, you know, doing radio is helping. Of course, he was here at our show. I think we were one of the first. He was live on our show.
Right.
His Bound 2 CD or single is making its way to the top of the 5 Billboard chart. Top 5. It was number 24, y'all. Now it's number 3. I'm going to say thanks to us. But it really might be thanks to Seth Rogen and James Franco because they made a parody of the video and it was up by 56% of the songs viewed while Kanye's original video only brought in 40% of the online viewership. So more people are watching the parody than are watching the one with Kim K shirtless.
That's all right. That'll help the sales anyway.
Yeah, whatever works. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Eminem and Rihanna's The Monster is number 1, followed by Drake's Hold On, We're Going Home. So remember when Kanye, like, gave a rant, even though he said he hates to use that word, with MTV's Sway, and he was like, hey, have you heard, you know, I got a clothing line. He was like, what? Ain't nobody heard of it. All right, so now...
You don't have to answer, Sway.
That's right. So guess what? Everybody's going to have heard of this new line called... Well, it's called swaysuniverse.com. It's where you can get it. The t-shirts say, I got the answers.
You don't have to answer, Sway.
Listen, you know what? That's the... If you want to buy somebody a Christmas present that's silly, that's fantastic. Why not? Last I heard, Portia Williams and Cordell Stewart were trying to get back together. Now we hear the divorce is official. The two were only married for 2.5 years. Good thing they ain't had kids because they can just be free and clear. J-Lo and Mark Anthony have been divorcing for like 18 months and she's still trying to get some of her stuff back. You know how sometimes you mess with somebody, you're like, can I get my sweatshirt back? Okay, really, she only wants one thing back, her name. Legally, she's still Jennifer Muniz and that's his last name. She's like, can I just get my Lopez back? Can I just do that? You want some stuff from Jay-Z's line of clothing at Barney's? Get in line. Like 5 of the 30 items of his New York holiday line have sold out, and all of them are expensive. Like this $2,000 Moncler puffer jacket. Those are expensive anyway. A Balenciaga leather backpack. Those are expensive anyway. $1,600. But who does this? A cashmere ski mask? $695? Really? Come on.
Hey, Gucci does it.
Big number.
I mean, that's just crazy.
But all the proceeds go to charity, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes. How about this? If that's too expensive for you, maybe you want to get somebody the gift of Master P. His new album's called The Gift, and fans ordering like a physical copies of the album online are going to have a chance to win $10,000 through a lottery. It's going to happen on the 23rd. On the Tube this weekend, A Christmas Blessing starring Amari Hardwick, David Banner, Lunel, and others. A Christmas Blessing is a Russ Parr film. Airs tomorrow, that's Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern on TV1. It's a really great Christmas story. Please watch it. You will love it. New in theaters opening this week. I heard Out of the Furnace is so good, so make sure you check that out. Last Days on Mars, Crave, Twice Born, and Expecting also out in theaters today. I'm Al Freeda. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com.
All right.